Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about Norris Trophy candidates. In this podcast, I discuss the Norris Trophy candidates so far this year. Norris Trophy candidates. Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson is turning back the clock to 2016 as he has already surpassed his goal and point total from the past three seasons in San Jose. Karlsson already has 13 goals, 35 assists, 48 points, 14 power play points, and is a minus 7 while averaging over 25 minutes of time on ice. I'm not sure if Karlsson will win the Norris, but this is a great bounce back season for Karlsson. Rasmus Dahlin. Rasmus Dahlin is having a breakout season with the Buffalo Sabres and is a real threat to win the Norris this season. Dahlin has 10 goals, 37 points, and 20 power play points with a plus 16 rating and is third amongst defensemen in ice time with over 26 minutes of time on ice. If he can sustain this scoring pace, he will be a Norris Trophy finalist. Cale Makar. Cale Makar was the favorite to win the Norris at the beginning of the season, but due to injuries to key players on the Avs, Makar is not putting up the absurd numbers that he was from last season. However, Makar is still having a fantastic season, putting up 31 points in 33 games, 18 power play points, and over 27 minutes of ice time. He will be a finalist for the Norris at the end of the year. And now, a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Josh Morrissey. Josh Morrissey is having a fantastic start to the season with the Winnipeg Jets and is a real threat to win the Norris this season. Morrissey has 6 goals, 40 points, and 14 power play points with a plus 14 rating and has scored 4 game-winning goals, which is tied for the league lead amongst defensemen with Rasmus Anderson. If he can sustain this scoring pace, he will be a Norris Trophy finalist. Adam Fox. Adam Fox is having a terrific start to the season with the New York Rangers and is a real threat to win the Norris this season. Fox has 7 goals, 35 points, and 13 power play points with a plus 11 rating and has scored 3 game-winning goals while averaging over 24 minutes of ice time a game. He will be a finalist for the Norris at the end of the year. Quinn Hughes. Despite playing for a bad Vancouver Canucks team, Quinn Hughes is having a good season with 29 points in 30 games, 15 of which were on the man advantage. It will be tough for Hughes to win the Norris Trophy playing on a bad team unless he has a historic offensive season as a defenseman. He may not be a finalist for the Norris at the end of the year. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Dougie Hamilton. Dougie Hamilton is having a great start to the season with the New Jersey Devils and will have to play an even bigger role moving forward in the absence of John Marino and Ryan Graves. Hamilton has 7 goals, 28 points, and 13 power play points with a plus 10 rating and has scored 3 game-winning goals while averaging over 22 minutes of time on ice. He may not be a finalist for the Norris at the end of the year. Mikhail Sergachev. Mikhail Sergachev is having a great start to the season with the Tampa Bay Lightning and has finally managed to take playing time away from Victor Hedman. Sergachev has 5 goals, 28 points, and 14 power play points while averaging over 23 minutes of ice time. He could be a Norris Trophy candidate at the end of the year if he sustains this type of production. Roman Josi. Although Roman Josi isn't having as great a start to the season as last year, he is still the Predators' best player every game and should be for the remainder of the season. Josi has 7 goals, 26 points, and 12 power play points, has scored 3 game-winning goals while averaging over 25 minutes of ice time. He should be a finalist for the Norris at the end of the year. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWiz777. Miro Heiskanen. Miro Heiskanen is having a tremendous start to the season with the Dallas Stars, putting up 7 goals, 28 points, and 11 power play points with a plus 5 rating, averaging over 25 minutes of ice time. He has been the anchor of the Dallas blue line and is a major reason why they are sitting in first place in the Central right now. Alex Pietrangelo. Alex Pietrangelo is having a solid start to the season with the Vegas Golden Knights, putting up 4 goals, 27 points, and 11 power play points while averaging over 23 minutes of ice time. While Pietrangelo may not be a Norris candidate at the end of the year, it's worth noting his stellar play for the best team in the Pacific this season. Hampus Lindholm. Hampus Lindholm played tremendous in the absence of Charlie McAvoy for the first 2 months of the season, and has continued to play tremendously even after McAvoy's return. Lindholm has 4 goals, 27 points, and 9 power play points, with a league best plus 28 rating while averaging over 23 minutes of ice time. He has been a major contributor on a Boston Bruins team who has the best record in the NHL. In my next podcast, I'll be building Team North America Under-23 team.